Hello there. Hi, it's Sherry. And I'm listening, as you might recognize, or maybe not. This is Cool in the Gang. Classic celebration song, right? And the reason is because I am celebrating. This is month two. Oops. I want him to say celebrate good times. Come on. Oh, here. There it is. I wanted them to say that. I'm celebrating. This is month two, where I've chosen a celebration superstar. It's just a fun recognition program that I started last month with Birgit, who you might remember meeting. And this month, I'm celebrating someone who is both a friend and also someone in the Simply Celebrate community. Her name is Allison Luderman. And Allison, the way that I met Allison is because I love, she's a really beautiful writer, amongst many other things. She's super creative in so many ways, but I met her because there was I kept running across her poetry and just really appreciated it. And I think I might have sent her an audio note way, 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 way back when, just really letting her know the impact of her work, which, just as an aside, I know you guys all know this, but it's such a wonderful thing to do, to take the time when we're appreciating, whether it's, you know, music or a book or poetry or an article in the newspaper or something that, you know, an artwork that we've seen. It's so lovely to take the time to reach out to the creator. Most people who create things, you know, it's like, I guess I'll just speak from my own experience. It's like, you know, there's oftentimes this sense of like, you know, you're putting your heart out there in most of these sort of creative endeavors. And it's lovely to have someone let you know that there was an impact. So actually, this is a great segue back to why Allison is the celebration superstar. This month, I received an email yesterday from her, and this wasn't an unusual email, really. She's sent me these before where she's told me about these personalized, one-of-a-kind songs that she's been writing for people in her life. And she really wanted me to make a point to make sure that I told you that she collaborates. Oh, goodness. I will put his name in the email. I don't have it handy now, and she made me promise because she's so, this is part of her, how beautiful she is, right? She really wants to celebrate this gentleman who helps her to do these songs. And she kept, you know, she said, don't, you know, you have to put his name, you have to tell them, it's not all me. However, you know, I don't know the gentleman, and I do know Allie. And so the thing is that she has been reflecting back to people their goodness and beauty and what makes them unique, but she's been doing it in the form of song, and not just like la 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 la, as you know, like if I were going to do it, but she's actually with this gentleman whose name I will put in the thing. I'll make sure I put it in my email too, so it's in writing. But they're composed, right? They're beautifully written lyrics and beautifully written music. And then I think generally he performs them because she sends me the MP3s where he's singing them. But then I think she and her husband learn them, you know, to sing to the person, you know, usually like if it's a birthday or something. So anyway, I just am so really touched. Every time she does this, I feel as if I know the person. And it's that specificity thing, right? We were talking about that last week when I was talking about the love list. So there's this way in which she is so specifically acknowledging people and so beautifully celebrating them through song and music. And that's not the only thing. So the other thing about Allison is that she's been a huge supporter of Say It Now. In fact, it just, I think it was just last week or a week, maybe 2 weeks ago,
in her newsletter, she was writing about specificity, and she made sure to mention and link to my book. You know, just, it was just like kind of a beautiful way of, you know, letting people know about my book by saying, hey, you know, when you're telling people that you love them, it can be extra meaningful and moving to be specific about why you love them. In fact, my friend Sherry wrote this book, blah, blah, blah. So I really appreciate that, like that's a way of celebrating me, but it's also a way of helping to get the word out to people about celebration in general and about how we love and how we care about people. And, you know, Allie has also, I know that she's made love lists for people. I made her one for a milestone birthday, and I've gotten, I don't know, at least two or three voice messages from her since then over the years saying, oh, I just reread that love list and it really touched me and that meant so much to me. And that's a way of celebrating, right? Like I've talked to you guys about what I call reappreciation, which is a form of gratitude where we really acknowledge to someone something that they did for us or something that they gave us that is still so meaningful to us. So Allie has done that for me around the love list, and it's so beautiful, right? Because it's, I mean, a couple of things happen when she does that. I feel celebrated. I'm also, you know, just anytime anybody talks about love lists, it just makes my heart go pitter-patter because it's just what I think I'm here for, you know, on this planet is to inspire people to make love lists. And so if people are talking about them, it makes me happy. But the other thing that it does is exactly what, you know, one aspect of the love list, which is it's connecting. So for her to acknowledge the love list I made, it reminds me of making the love list and all the reasons that I love her and our specific special connections. So those are some of the reasons that I am celebrating Allison. In fact, let's see if we can have a little bit more cool in the gang to underscore that. Yeah, there's a party. Music makes you happy. It makes me happy. And I just think even just hearing the word celebration reminds us, as I'm fond of saying, which you've probably heard so many times, which is that we don't have to achieve something to celebrate. We don't have to accomplish something or win something or finish something or deserve something. There doesn't even have to be a something. That we can simply in this moment celebrate. And that's what I'm feeling right now, just connecting with you, thinking of my friend Allie, hearing the music, that is all a way of simply celebrating life. And I really want you to know this, that you don't have to do anything or be anything to get to have more celebration. So that was a little aside sermon. So before I go, I want to read you, I think this might have been the very first poem I ever discovered of Allison's. At least that's my memory of it. And it in itself is a celebration of who we are. So it's called, Consider the Generosity of the One-Year-Old. Consider the generosity of the one-year-old who has no words to exchange with you, and instead offers up her favorite jeweled-on blanket, her green rhinoceros, as big as she is, her cloth doll with the long blonde pigtails, her battered cardboard books swung open on their soggy pages. If you were outdoors, she would hand you a dead beetle, a fistful of grass, a pebble, by way of introduction or just because. And if a moment later she wanted it back, it would be for the joy of the game, that makes of every simple object an offering. This is me. Here is who I am. In the same way, sun drapes a buttered scarf across your face,
Rose opens herself to your glance, and rain shares its divine melancholy. The whole world keeps whispering or shouting to you, nibbling your ear like a neglected lover. While you worry over matters of finance, of relationship, important issues related to getting and spending, saving and hoarding, though you were once that baby, though you are still that world. Oh, isn't that just beautiful? I love the way, I mean, especially the way that she brings us back at the end. You know, that as we grow older, sometimes it's true, right? There's so much to worry and there's so much to do and, you know, money and family and this and that. But really, I mean, in a way, I love that, you know, I hadn't really thought about this, but this poem echoes what I was saying about a celebration, you know, the way that the sun drapes a buttered scarf across your face. Oh my gosh, I love that line. Rose opens herself to your glance. Rain shares its divine melancholy. The whole world keeps whispering or shouting to you, nibbling your ear like a neglected lover. Like, it's all waiting for us to notice. It's all waiting for us to step into it and love it like a child does. You know, we've all seen that, the way that children squeal with delight, just discovering things in the natural world. Oh, that's, you know, that's what I want for us all, is to be able to really know that who we are is a celebration, and what we bring the world is a celebration. And that's why the work I do, you know, it's so important, because we need to be reminded. Our lives go by so quickly, and what I most want for people is to get to enjoy as many moments as possible. You know, that's why my tagline is making moments into gifts, because they're gifts to ourselves, and then moments that we share with other people, we gift them back to those people through, you know, memories, or by the joy we share, or by reminding people about how unique a moment was that we had with them. And again, circling back to Alison Luderman, my celebration superstar, I feel as if her poetry just alone is such a celebration of being human. And then, you know, again, you know, she does a lot of improv and performances, and she teaches. And I think in a lot of ways, her life is truly, you know, creating celebration, whether it's for herself or for other people. Certainly, I feel that as someone who knows her and loves her. So anyway, I hope that this time together has given you a little spark of energy, maybe made you think about someone in your life that you want to share a memory with, or maybe you're someone who doodles, and you're not going to write a personalized song, but you're going to make a personalized doodle for a friend, or you're going to make a cake and draw their face on the front, or you know what I mean, like whatever tiny way that you can use your own talents to celebrate someone would be just a great feeling for you, you know, to express that creativity, and of course for the person to receive. So, sending you big love. Thank you so much for being here. Bye-bye.